This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Hi there. Welcome to Bias Chinese. This is purely, deeply, truly personal. I'm a Malayan Chinese mainlander, and I've spent the first 30 years of my life in China, which means I've been through the reform and opening up, the earthquake in 2008, the build-up of the Great Firewall, and lastly, the COVID-19. In this podcast, I just want to give a common individual Chinese perspective on the things happening because I'm sick of propaganda and I simply don't want to be represented by anyone else without my consent. Like millions of the commoners in China, here's what I think. You should make it personal, whatever it is. This is the latest lesson that Chinese people showed on their action to Chinese government. It can apply to your world as well. Ditch those 5W journalist neutral crap. Every action is initiated by a person, not an institution, nor a company, nor an organization. If you read the news, but in the end, you don't find a single person accountable. You're just fooled by the so-called journalist. The fall of the traditional media is often lamented by those soft elites who's indulged in their good old days of privilege. I don't like TikTok and all those short videos. Neither do I use them. But I'm happy to see those traditional media being rejected by the trend of the world. So, imagine when traditional media disappeared. What's next? Here's the case of China, which allows you to have a preview. On September 3rd, Reuters accidentally captured and broadcast on live the conversation between Putin and Xi Jinping, walking on the red carpet towards the stage in the Forbidden City. Their small chat is about age, as both of them are in their 70s, and they're joking that with nowadays technology, they would live up to 150 years old. If they were just two normal grandpas talking on the bench in the garden downstairs your apartment, you'd laugh it out and maybe feel a little bit pity about these two ignorant old men. But we all know who they are. We met it personal, at least on Chinese side. Chinese people dig up an ad of a military hospital in Beijing around 7 years ago, which is about promoting their research on extending the leader's life into 150 years old. The blatant ad was took off within a week, as it irritated the non-leader's mass majority. But you can find a clue why Xi Jinping pinpointed the exact number of 150 in his small chat. I would like to call this kind of effort made by anonymous Chinese people on the social media as the new rising trend for future journalists. Let's call it people's personal media. A reminder that everyone is making it personal. So despite the propaganda fanned up the grand parade and nationalists on the TV and synchronized every screen into the same matrix on September 3rd, there are a lot on the net digging up the 150 years story. See, when you don't like the person, you'll find solid evidence to justify your distaste. Then, a week later, when the U.S. witnessed the shot of Charlie Kirk, a Chinese young celebrity named Yu Menglong, around the same age, was thrown out of the balcony in Beijing at the night of 9/11. It's a case in which you can feel Chinese young people's power, because most of Yu Menglong's fan is around 20s in China. As always, the police cover it up, even though a lot of anonymous witness posted videos and photos indicating that he was tortured and murdered by a group of celebrities with Communist Party's background. Again, government supported this assumption by deleting massive posts on social media and banned the name of Yu Menglong. I was amazed by how long this tug of war continues. Unlike usual hate topic on the social media, which dies within a week, or washed out by another new hit, the digging up on Yu Menglong's case lasts till now over a month. And the people's personal media have found out the red hair in the celebrity group who killed Yu Menglong. It turned out to be the grand-grandson of a general in Mao's age. And you know what? They are publishing ID cards information of those people related, which is a deed unacceptable in your Western country, I understand. But if you've lived in China, you would know that there is no such thing as privacy for common Chinese people. So I'm okay with that, especially for Yu Menglong's case. Most of Chinese people now can recognize Chinese government's cover-up so easily. So in general, the principle is what the government tries to hide, the people's personal media will try to make it under exposure. Alongside the tug of war between Chinese people's personal media and the government's propaganda, there are always people acting as life is normal and beautiful in China. You can find this kind of people in every history. They are indulged in painting for art of the Third Reich in Hitler's age. Arc'teryx is Canada-based, Chinese-owned apparel company. On September 20th, it collaborated with Cai Guoqiang, a firework artist, and blew up the Himalaya mountain in Tibet as one of their promotion event. I save all words for explanation. Here's just my personal comment. It's a very petty individual optimism. Manifests in a very wrong place, wrong time, and wrong age. I think people of this kind would never listen to my podcast. So, I should just stop here.